Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 18 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. I totally did not just stop my recording to go and check the episode number because, yeah, well, I did. It's been a while since I last recorded, I have to admit, and I totally blame my novel. I've been working on draft 4 of that bloody thing, and I'm about ready to be done with it. And I'm hoping that this will be the last editing pass where I have to make considerable changes. But the thing is, I could sort of... oh, gesundheit. In Dutch, we call what I have hay fever, but it's basically allergies. And they're in full swing right now. So I may sneeze again. I'm so sorry. Where was I? Right. Novel. Draft. Done. Yes, let's hope it's done. But the thing is that I got this really, really weird vibe in working on it as I neared about the 60k mark, and it got even worse around 70, which is that I literally had to drag myself away from it if I had another project I needed to work on. I mean, I'm terrified, absolutely terrified of deadlines. And yet, I procrastinated on a narration until the absolute last possible minute, which I have never done before. I can put things off for a while, especially if I know the deadline is a long way off, and especially if I know I have a good reason for it, but then I will sort of promise myself to maybe like finish a week early, 2 weeks early, just so I don't have to stress, you know. And I didn't. Literally, I did the recording the night before, and then I did some basic cleanup on the file the day it was due, and then I sent it in, and I've never been that late on an assignment, ever. And like, I didn't even recognize myself. How is that possible? It was a very strange feeling. And is this that sort of elusive, weird finishing energy that I've been hearing about? I've never had it before. And I kept hearing about it on like podcasts for creatives. And I was like, what is that thing? I want it. I want to know what it is. I want to taste it. And I tasted it and it's bloody scary. Honestly. I've been dying to just sit down and read a book. And the characters in the novel just kept haunting my brain, my sleep, my dreams, my any possible moment of the day. All I could think of is, when am I going to have some peace and quiet so I can bloody write on that thing and get it finished? And sort of cross that finish line. And oh my god, crossing that finish line feels so, 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 so good every single time, doesn't it? I would say better than sex, but since my other half has been abroad for a few months, I barely remember what that's like. If this is too much information, I do apologise. But I'm just... it feels so good to leave that draft behind me. I'm absolutely ecstatic. And I'm sitting outside in my pasture. You can probably hear the birds. And the cherry blossoms are out on the line of trees along my pasture. I can see the magnolia flowers opening up in my neighbour's yard. Doesn't this time of year feel, smell and taste absolutely amazing? God, I love it. It's my favourite time of year. Well, anyway, I typed the end on it last night. And it felt so good, and I was so happy. And then 10 seconds later, this absolute dread filled me from my toes up to my neck. And I was like, what do I do next? Because whenever you get so absorbed into a big, big project, and you finish it, or you finish it for the time being, or you're as done with it as you can be for the foreseeable future anyway, you fall into this gap of no goals and no direction, and how scary is it? Oh, it's utterly terrifying. it's almost worse than having a deadline. And I like, ugh. I wanted to console myself with a glass of wine, which I was not allowed because of the ibuprofen already circulating in my blood and putting my liver to work. So, yeah, then what? But luckily, my good friend Andrew, God, I love you, Andrew, you know that, don't you? He gave me a pep talk. Usually it's the other way around, and I'm the one, like, egging him on and telling him to go get him, because yes, you can, and stuff like that. And he was just, he's so wonderful and patient with me, and he set me straight, and he told me to just pick a project, which I did. And I'm not going to tell you too much about it just yet. But, yeah, it's not Hazel's War, not just yet. I have a lot of research to do on that I want to get done first, so that I don't have to stop and slow down when I'm drafting. So while I'm doing that research, I'm also diving into a non-fiction project that's a bit of a secret for now. So yeah, be patient and stay tuned for my next episode. But first of all, tell me about your finishing energy. How does it feel for you? Have you ever felt it? Let's start with that. Have you ever felt finishing energy, and what's it like for you? And do you have the same sort of existential dread at the end of a project? Do let me know. I would love to hear how you all deal with this stuff. And I think there's a lot to be learned from other creatives and how they cope with the sort of difficulties we all run up against. So, yeah. Hit me up on Twitter or send me an email. I will include links to both in the notes that go along with this episode, of course. And I will talk to you again soon, hopefully. It won't take me a whole other month to do so. Bye-bye, friends!